8 this morning, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the state football championship games will round out the high school football season here in Iowa this weekend. Three championships today, three more tomorrow. Today's schedule gets started at 10:35 this morning with the eight-man championship game as 12-1 Murray will face off against undefeated Fremont Mills. Those two teams battling this morning for the eight-man title. Also this afternoon at the Dome at 2:05, it's the Class A championship game as Lisbon will face West Hancock. And then tonight at 7:05, it's the 4A title contest as West Des Moines Valley will put its undefeated record on the line against once-beaten Bettendorf. Tomorrow's championship games have St. Ansgar facing St. Albert at 10:05 in the 1A title game. In the 2A championship at 1:05 tomorrow afternoon, Iowa City Regina battles Spirit Lake in a matchup of undefeated teams. And then the 3A championship at 4:05 tomorrow afternoon, Union facing off against Decorah, all those games at the Dome. Well, it's easy to look ahead to December 3rd and envision second-ranked Oklahoma State hosting rival Oklahoma with a spot in the BCS championship game on the line. To get to the Bedlam game unbeaten, though, Oklahoma State must first beat Iowa State. The Cowboys will face the Cyclones tonight in their final road game. Iowa State has won two straight, and they're coming off a bye. Coach Paul Rhodes says the Cyclones will need some help to upset the high-scoring Cowboys. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight at Jack Trice Stadium up in Ames. A Missouri has suspended coach Gary Pinkle for Saturday's game and frozen his salary for a year following his overnight arrest on suspicion of drunk driving. Athletic director Mike Alden announced the disciplinary measures Thursday afternoon. They include a total of some $300,000 in penalties, including a donation to a campus alcohol awareness program and 50 hours of community service. He will miss Saturday's home game between Missouri and Texas Tech. Boone County Sheriff's Office records show the deputies pulled Pinkle over in Columbia and jailed him Wednesday night. He was released from jail after posting a $500 bond. A county prosecutor said that no decision had been made about filing formal criminal charges. Well, the Denver Broncos were less than 6 minutes away from a loss until Tim Tebow willed them to the victory. Tebow scored the go-ahead touchdown on a 20-yard scamper with 58 seconds left as the Broncos rallied to beat the New York Jets 17-13. The Broncos were 95 yards from the end zone with 5:54 remaining until Tebow ran for 57 yards and threw for another 35. The drive almost ended before it began as Broncos receiver Eddie Royal wiggled away from safety Jim Leonard in the end zone on the first play before turning it into an 8-yard gain. Tebow finished with 172 total yards, 92 coming on the winning drive. Denver's other touchdown scored on Andre Goodman's 26-yard interception return in the third quarter. Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez passed for 252 yards but no touchdowns as the Jets fell to 5-5 with their second loss in 4 days. The Broncos are also 5-5 after they've won four of Tebow's five starts this season. Well, suspended Green Bay Packers defensive lineman Johnny Jolly has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for violating the terms of his probation on a drug charge. Judge Denise Bradley sentenced the player Thursday despite his tearful plea for another chance. Jolly was charged with possession of a compound containing codeine and tampering with evidence after a traffic stop in October. It was his third drug arrest in 3 years. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Sailor, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Oneida.
In basketball, Josh Oglesby scored 16 points off the bench, and Matt Gatens had 15 as Iowa beat Northern Illinois 88-55 on Thursday night in a game heard here on KJAN. Eric May added 14 points for the Hawkeyes, who have won three straight games for the first time since December of 2008. Bryce Cartwright chipped in 9 assists with no turnovers. Gatens moved into the top 25 on Iowa's all-time scoring list with a fadeaway three-pointer just before the buzzer in the first half. The Hawkeyes shot 54% from the field, including 13 of 21. On three-point attempts. Abdel Nader had 18 points for Northern Illinois, which allowed 28 points off of turnovers. Iowa center Andrew Brommer did not play after he re-injured his knee Monday against North Carolina A&T. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 4 UConn beat Maine 80-60, 7th-rated Florida downing North Florida 91-55, 15th-ranked Arizona got by St. John's 81-72, number 16 Alabama topping Maryland 62-42, 17th-ranked Michigan a winner over Western Illinois 59-55, Mississippi State upends number 19 Texas A&M 69-60, and number 24 Missouri posting an 83-52 win over Niagara. Syracuse Chancellor Nancy Cantor says the school won't turn a blind eye to child molesting allegations against longtime assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine. The school placed Fine on administrative leave Thursday night in light of the new allegations and an investigation by the Syracuse City Police. ESPN said the accusations were made by two former ball boys. Cantor said in an email this morning to students, faculty, and staff that many wonder if university administrations are willing to turn a blind eye to wrongdoing that may disrupt a successful sports program. She says she is not, and her fellow administrators are not going to do that either. Cantor says Fine has vehemently denied the allegations and should be given a fair opportunity to defend himself. She also cautions against any rush to judgment until the investigation is complete. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat Columbus last night in a shootout, 2-1. That was the only game that went extra time. Everything else settled in three periods as the Islanders beat Montreal 4-3. It was Philadelphia over Phoenix 2-1, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Pittsburgh. Minnesota skates by Colorado 1-0, St. Louis over Florida 4-1, Nashville a 4-1 winner over Toronto, Winnipeg downs Washington 4-1, Ottawa 5-2 over Edmonton, Los Angeles a 5-3 winner over Anaheim, and San Jose posting a 5-2 win over Detroit. In baseball news, Clayton Kershaw is the 7th Dodgers pitcher to win the Cy Young Award. The lefty took the National League honors by receiving 27 of 32 first-place votes and 207 points. Kershaw was 21-5 with a league high of 248 strikeouts and a 2.28 earned run average. Philadelphia's Roy Halladay claimed 4 first-place votes and 133 points in balloting by the Baseball Writers Association. Arizona's Ian Kennedy was 3rd with 76 points. Kershaw is the youngest man to win the award since 20-year-old Dwight Gooden did it in 1985. A Major League Baseball has announced that the Houston Astros have been sold and they'll move to the American League after next season. The move will give each league 15 teams. A person at the owners' meeting says Jim Crane's purchase price of the franchise from Drayton McLean was discounted from $680 million to $615 million as part of the team's agreement to switch leagues. Commissioner Bud Selig also says the owners have approved 2 additional wildcard teams for postseason, meaning 10 of the 30 teams will make the playoffs. Selig says details are still being worked out. The Chicago Cubs have hired Milwaukee Brewers hitting coach Dale Swaim as their new manager. The Cubs announced the move Thursday, and they said he would be introduced at a news conference today at Wrigley Field. Swaim replaces Mike Quadi, who was fired after the season by Theo Epstein, the team's new president of baseball operations. The Cubs finished 71-91 after a disappointing season that extended their infamous championship drought to 103 seasons. Also in the majors, the Philadelphia Phillies have re-signed backup catcher Brian Schneider to a 1-year contract. Schneider hit 176 with 2 homers and 9 RBIs in 41 games. Randy Knorr is the Washington Nationals' new bench coach after spending last year as a manager at AAA Syracuse. And Wally Backman has been named manager of the New York Mets AAA affiliate in Buffalo. And in golf news, the U.S. has a 7-5 lead over the international team through 2 days of the President's Cup at Royal Melbourne. The Americans split the 6-4 ball matches during day number two. The U.S. tandem of Matt Kuchar and Steve Stricker won for the second straight day, as did Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson. Tiger Woods dropped to 0-2, the first time he's opened any team competition with two straight losses since 2004. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.